The Tennessee Star Gill Report with Steve Gill.
This will be Manning. Back to throw. Across the middle. Pass complete. Ball down at the 35, to the 40, to the 45, to the 50, to the 45, to the 40, to the 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. What did he do? All he did was score. Joey Kent. Touchdown on play number one. Peyton Manning. Joey Kent.
John Ward, passing away at age 88, the voice of the Vols, has passed, but his legacy lives on as long as someone shouts bottom whenever a Tennessee basketball player scores a basket, or give him six when they cross into the checkerboard, or it's football time in Tennessee when those crisp fall Saturdays begin. You know, when I was a kid, 8th and 9th grade, we lived in Colonial Heights, Virginia, near Richmond, and late at night, I could tune in and just barely catch the Vol basketball games and would have to actually turn the dial slightly just to keep it right on the line when I could just barely hear the scratchy sound of John Ward's voice all the way from Knoxville, Tennessee, calling UT basketball games. I didn't have any idea at the time that I would later be wearing orange, playing during the Ernie and Bernie era, and having John Ward actually call games that I played in. Not very many, but enough to know that John Ward had to say my name a few times, including scoring a few buckets, a few bottoms of my own. He was a class act. He was fun to be around. He was a professional in every sense of the word, was always extremely prepared, and never met a fan he wasn't willing to give an autograph to or say hello to in that deep, resonant radio voice. He was the voice of the Vols, and you couldn't go to a game where you wouldn't see people when John Ward was calling the games with their earphones, listening to John as they were watching what was happening on the field. When I was at WLAC, we would broadcast the UT games during that time, and we would have to turn off the 7-second delay, even though it was probably a violation of FCC rules, because fans wanted to be able to watch TV and listen to John Ward and not have that 7-second delay in what he was saying. So even though we would have to constantly fight with the management at the station, they knew that that risk of an FCC fine, because John Ward wasn't going to say anything wrong anyway, was worth the risk so that fans would tune in and watch in the stadiums or watch on TV and listen to John Ward. To paraphrase today, it's heaven time for John Ward. God bless you, John. We'll be back Monday with more. I'm Steve Gill. This is the Tennessee Star Gill Report.